Welcome to Canvas Church. You are listening to our weekly celebration service message. Thank you for tuning in.
Now, if you're just joining us for the first time on our Christmas service, want to say a huge welcome. And you might have saw that and thought, man, I don't get it. I don't understand what just took place. That's because you missed the last couple of weeks. And this play has been taking place throughout the last couple of weeks. And really it was centered around a young girl named Bailey who thought Christmas was all about presents, right? Thought it was all about the gifts. And through this series of events, she basically wishes Christmas away and Jesus disappears. And there's no Christmas. And so the play kind of goes on to portray what life would be like without Jesus. And that's the premise of this whole entire series we've been in. It's a Wonderful Life is what would life be like without Jesus? There would be no joy. There would be no hope. There would be no light. But because of Jesus, because of Christmas, because of what we're celebrating, come on, is anybody excited to celebrate Christmas in a couple of days? Because of that, man, because of Jesus, man, we have hope, we have life, we have joy, we have purpose, we have meaning. How many of you guys ever seen the old movie, It's a Wonderful Life? Yeah, and that whole idea of how, if that life was gone, what would life be like? And so we've been asking ourselves this question, if Jesus was not here, the greatest life of all, what would our life be like? And here's what we've discovered, is that without Jesus, there really would be no wonderful life. Without Jesus, there really would be no wonderful life. Now, I know a lot of you might be here, and you saw us posting on social media, sent out emails about a special announcement. How are you guys ready for that special announcement? All right. Well, we decided we're actually going to do it next week. So y'all got, just kidding. Now, well, we're going to get there, but we're going to do it at the end of the service. We want to make sure that we have plenty of time for God's word and keep the main things the main things. And that is focusing on Jesus and his word and what it means to us. And so we will get to that special announcement. But let's look today at Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, if you want to open up your Bibles and go there. We also have an app. If you want to follow us with the notes and the verses through the app, you can download the app by texting app to 858-943-2221. We also have paper notes. If you want paper notes, shoot your hand in the air, wave it around until they find you, and we will get you the paper notes. We know some of you guys like those. But Luke chapter 1, going to read a little bit of a portion of the Christmas story. And as we do, here's what I want you to understand today as we kind of begin to wrap up. We have another great message planned next week, our last Sunday of the year. But as we begin to wrap up this series, here's what I want you to hear, and here's what I want you to understand, is that the wonderful life, God really does have one for you, and he has an amazing plan for you, but the wonderful life doesn't always seem wonderful at first. Luke chapter 1, starting in verse 26, and it reads, "In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man named Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and the angel came to her and said, 'Rejoice, favored woman, the Lord is with you.' But she was deeply troubled by this statement, wondering what kind of greeting this could be. Then the angel of the Lord told her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary.'" Now, if you missed last week's message, make sure you podcast it. We covered that whole thought of not being afraid. "For you have found favor with God. Now listen, you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." Mary asked the angel, "How can this be, since I have not been intimate with a man?" And the angel replied to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. And consider your relative Elizabeth, even she has conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month of her who was called childless, for nothing will be impossible with God." Come on, how many of you guys thankful for that verse right there? Come on, "Nothing will be impossible with God. I am the Lord's slave," said Mary. "May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel left. Let's pray. God, we thank you for your word today. God, we thank you that your word is awesome. God, I pray that in the next few moments that we have together, that Lord, you would help me now teach this passage, God, as we center it around the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Pray you'd help me now as we discuss the wonderful life that you have for us, and most importantly, that you help me create this moment where people can encounter you, know your love, and understand the incredible, amazing life you have for their plan. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, amen. If this is your first time joining us, you might hear some kids talking, crying. Just go with it. It's okay. This is our Christmas service, and every year we do a joint service for our Christmas service, and so there's only the babies happening right now, and so they're in service with us today. And because we couldn't do our Christmas Eve service in the theater this year, we just wanted to invite everybody in, and so, just be patient with the children, all right? But man, what an incredible story. What an incredible story. But through this story, what we see is that the wonderful plan that God has laid out, the wonderful plan in Luke chapter 1, doesn't seem so wonderful at first. How many of you guys have ever had plans in your life and you set out on those plans and man, you're going after those plans, but those plans look nothing like what you had planned? Three of you. All right. The rest of you? Amazing, right? I know for me, I could give you story after story after story. One of those is the story that you're sitting in right now. You're sitting in Canvas Church at Mira Mesa Edwards Theater. And this started with a dream. This started with an idea. This started with a plan. And so 17 people moved out, come on, to Southern California. They sacrificed to come to San Diego. I know. It seems hard, right? Some of them moved from Las Vegas, Nevada. They left hell and came to the promised land. Come on, somebody. Some of them left Oregon. Come on, they left the rain where they stopped rusting and they came to the sun where they can burn, right? And so it wasn't necessarily a hard sell to move to San Diego, but yet there was the sacrifice of those people and they came and we had a dream and man, we would set out on this wonderful plan. I can't think of anything more wonderful, come on, than working in the church, right? Than planting a Christ-centered biblical community. It just sounds so wonderful. I want you to know something. The wonderful dream, the wonderful plan hasn't always been so wonderful. We'd only be 6 months in when I would lose my father. Wasn't on my radar. I had now disconnected from the fellowship that I'd been a part of for many years and launched out on our own. And my dad was my hero. And my dad was like my rock that I would call every Monday morning and talk about the weekend. And just 6 months in, I no longer had that. Several years in, as we were going and God was doing incredible things, we'd be hit with an arson and we'd lose everything we had. And we'd have to figure things out and we'd have to rebrand and relaunch. And that wasn't a part of the wonderful plan I saw. Are you with me? Yeah. I still remember that season and walking through it, my wife working so hard with the insurance company to get money so that we could purchase back our equipment only to have our trailer broken into and all of our equipment stolen again. That wasn't a part of the wonderful plan. Let me tell you the wonderful plan that I saw when we launched out, come on, and moved to God's country called San Diego County. Come on, somebody, right? To start the church. We were going to start it on day one, and the very next Sunday, we were going to be in Qualcomm. Come on, somebody. Right? Like God was just going to show up, boom, and we were going to go from whatever we started with on Sunday one, like to filling Qualcomm Stadium. That was the wonderful plan I saw, right? I still remember even one of my very first phone calls was to a guy named Pastor Miles McPherson and who has the Rock Church. And I had met him several years ago. And so I called and said, hey, can we meet up? He's like, yeah, what do you want to talk about? I said, I want to talk about how to plant a church. And he goes, you're talking to the wrong guy. I said, why? He goes, because we started with 1,500. I'm like, I hate you, you know, right? Like, I'm thinking, yeah, pray for me. I want some of that, right? And we would go through this journey. And it's been an incredible journey, and it's been a wonderful journey, but yet the wonderful life doesn't always seem so wonderful at first. And I need you to hear that because if you've just started this journey with Jesus, man, I remember the day that I accepted Christ into my heart and realized how amazing God's plan was, only to like by day three realize it's not that easy, right? Or maybe you've been in this process of following Jesus and you'd say, man, I remember the day that I came to Jesus. They said life was going to be wonderful. But there's still some hiccups and some challenges. It's really like anything else in life, right? I mean, come on, how many of you guys have hoped and dreamed for that job? If I only had that job, everything would change. Am I the only one that said that before? Okay, I got one honest person at the top. Thank you. Right? And then you get the job, and like 3 months in, you're like, why did I leave my other job? Right? I mean, if you hope and dream, you're in a season of singleness. You're like, man, I can't wait to get married. Only to get married. Oh, the same hand went up. Come on, somebody. Oh, just keep it up. We're going to keep going right now. Right? Only to get married and realize, man, there really isn't breakfast on the table every morning when I wake up. There really isn't dinner waiting on the table when I get home from work. There really is no brown bag lunch waiting for me as I walk out the door. And why is the house dirty? And where are those back rubs? Come on, somebody, are you with me? Right? You're like, wait a second. Right? Whatever it is, you could go down the list, only to realize that, you know what, sometimes the most wonderful life isn't always that wonderful, right? At least at first, right? And so I want you to know something, so we're kind of wrapping this thing up. We're talking about, man, with Christ in your life, it is wonderful. But a couple of things I need you to understand is, first and foremost, the wonderful life, first of all, does not always look like what you expected. The wonderful life doesn't always look like what you expected, right? Like here's Mary, and I'm pretty sure that she probably had some things mapped out, right? And this wasn't one of them. This wasn't like what she expected. I mean, she's dreaming of the wedding day, right? I mean, she's engaged to a man named Joseph, right? And man, she's dreaming it's gonna be fabulous. And then God shows up and says, I got more wonderful plans. I mean, look at the way the angel shows up. The angel is pumped, mind you. The angel shows up and is like, Mary, rejoice. She's like, whoa, right? I mean, the angel's so stoked to share this with her. I mean, how could she not be excited? He says, rejoice, highly favored one. She's like, oh, I like the sounds of that. I mean, wouldn't you, if an angel showed up and was like, rejoice, highly favored one? You're like, I knew it. Yeah, right? And so now she's probably like leaning in a little bit, listening. He's like, you are so favored. And she's like, awesome, what's going to happen? You're going to get pregnant outside of marriage. Merry Christmas. What? No, that's not how it works. No, hold on a second. This isn't how I expected this thing to happen. This isn't going down right. And if we're honest, I think that most of us could kind of agree with that, right? You got your life mapped out, planned out, how this is supposed to look, and then something happens. That's not quite what I expected. But just because it's not quite what you expected doesn't mean it's not God's plan and doesn't mean it's not a wonderful life. Because the wonderful life does not always look like what you expected. The Bible says in Proverbs 16:9, a man's heart plans his way, but the Lord determines his steps. So plan your way, but know this, as you continue to surrender to him, he will direct the steps you're to take. Are you with me this morning? Number two, the wonderful life does not always come the way you planned. Doesn't always look like what you expected, but it also doesn't always come the way you planned. I'm pretty sure, she thought about having a family one day, right? Like, it was in her, like, we're going to get married, we're going to have kids, it's going to be awesome, right? Like we're getting married, we'll be married for about 5 years, we'll already have purchased our first home, I'll have my SUV, for all the kids we're gonna have, we'll have a dog, we'll get the stickers on the back. Come on, somebody, you with me? Right? Like this, and then 5 years in, after we got the house, we got things under control, then we'll start having children. And then God shows up. Right? This isn't the way she planned it. It's not the way she planned it. Are you with me? I'm pretty sure Kids were a part of the plan, but some things don't happen the way you plan. As a matter of fact, listen to this verse here. Isaiah 55, verse 8 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, and your ways are not my ways." This is the Lord's declaration. Let me read it again, because this is the Lord's declaration. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, and your ways are not my ways." This is the Lord's declaration. See, we have things timed out. We have things planned out, but you need to hear this, that God's ways, they're a lot higher than yours. His thoughts are a lot higher than yours. His plans, all that stuff, man, it trumps yours. Are you with me? But I think if we're honest on this Christmas service, if we're honest, here's how most of us that are following Jesus, your pastor included, live out this journey. God, I got some plans, and here they are, and I'd really like you to bless those plans. God, I got this really great thing mapped out and planned out for my life, and so if you could just line up what you're doing with that, we'd be all right. Right? And I think that most of us, yes, we want the blessed life. We want the abundant life. We want the wonderful life. And so we plan it out in our mind and we say, God, could you bless that? But God's saying, hold on a second. I have the wonderful plan and I have the wonderful life and it's already blessed. What I need you to do is line up with that. I need you. And that's the whole point of living this life of Christianity, this journey of following Jesus, is that we don't make our plans and ask God to bless it. What we do is discover what God is already doing and we become a part of it and therefore we're blessed. That's how it works. And that's how we stay in tune with what God is doing. We got to understand something, that the wonderful life does not always come the way you planned it. Next, the wonderful life does not always seem wonderful to others at first. Right? The wonderful life does not always seem wonderful to others at first. I mean, if we continue to read on in the different segments of Scripture and put the whole picture together of this story, Mary gets the visitation of the angel. She's going to have a baby. Notice what Scripture says. Before she was together intimately with Joseph, she's found to be with child. She's got to go to Joseph. Yeah. Say, hey, Joseph. Yeah. Joseph's like, yeah, baby. We're going to have a baby. And he's like, you're right, girl, we is. We're going to have lots of babies. Right? A whole SUV full of babies. Maybe we'll go crazy and get a 15-passenger van. Come on, somebody. I heard an amen from somebody up there. God, let it be, Lord, let it be. Right? No, Joseph, something I got to tell you, like before you and I ever get together, I'm going to have a baby. Say what? And Joseph wasn't like really cool with that plan. Right? Because the wonderful life doesn't seem so wonderful to others. At first, the angel visits Joseph too now, right? And I always think through this, and I got to be honest with you, I thought through this passage so much. Like, I mean, God can do anything, right? God could have visited Mary while he was visiting Joseph, but he doesn't do that. Why doesn't he do that? I personally believe the reason he doesn't do that is because he wants to see what's in man's heart. Do you trust me enough to believe that I spoke to so-and-so and they got the plan and are you going to go with that? And Joseph's like, nope. It wasn't until the angel of the Lord visits Joseph that Joseph's like, oh, I get it now. I get it now, right? Because here's something you need to understand. You need to hear this. When God shows up in your life and begins to speak to you and begins to declare to you the wonderful thing that he has for you, not everyone's going to be on board with it at first. Not everyone's going to be like, oh, have you ever shared some exciting news with somebody and it's just like they're not in it with you? Like, hey, check this out. Look what happened. They're like, oh, didn't happen to me. And Mary's like, well, you can carry the baby if you want, Joseph. Right? I mean, right? Like, you need to know something and hear this. Because if you don't, you'll get discouraged. Because you think everyone's just going to jump on board with what God's speaking, what God's doing. Man, where this is happening, right? It might take people some time. Some people may never get there. And they'll miss out on what God is doing. Because I believe that what God is doing in and through you isn't just for you. What God does in and through his people that are surrendered to him isn't just for them, it is for his people. Because the life we live is no longer our own, it belongs to him. You with me? Come on, thank you. I love it. Children over here. We need to bring the children more often. They're getting me fired up. I'll teach a class. Sign me up to teach a class. All right. Go teach the kids. You got to hear this. Not everyone's going to be on board right away. But just keep being obedient and just keep going. But listen to me. Some people may never get it. I think back, and let me just give you a reference here that you can look up. Really, the whole entire chapter, Exodus chapter 14. But particularly verse 12. Exodus 14, what's taking place is the people of God, the children of Israel, are leaving Egypt. Now, if you are new to the Bible, like so many of us are, that doesn't necessarily mean anything to you. Egypt was a place of slavery. It was a place of bondage. It was a place where God's people were oppressed and they were beaten and they were put under taskmasters and that's where they were at. It was not a good picture. But God raises up a man named Moses, and Moses comes forth and helps lead the people of God out of Egypt, which is a symbol and a typology of out of sin, leads them out of bondage and slavery, and they're going on this journey to the promised land. And as they're going to the promised land, they hit a few challenges on the way. And the people that are being led out of slavery say, you know what? It would have been better if we had stayed back there in Egypt. What? It'd be better. It'd be better if we stayed there and got beat and were oppressed and built things for the Egyptians. In what world does that sound better? But see, that's the way it is sometimes. Sometimes people will get on board, other times people won't. They'd rather go. Are you with me this morning? I'm telling you this because I don't want you, when God's showing up in your world, man, don't hesitate to share what God's doing, but do not be discouraged if other people don't jump on board with it. Yeah. Just keep doing what God's calling you to do. Are you with me? Yeah. Keep going with God. Does not always look like what you expected, does not always come the way you planned, does not always seem wonderful to others at first. Lastly, the wonderful life, number four, always brings glory to God in the end. The wonderful life, that life that says, man, I'm surrendered to you, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I see that your ways are not my ways and I don't understand your ways often. And not everybody's on board with this thing, but I'm just gonna keep going and being faithful and, man, keep serving and keep believing and keep trusting and stay in the word and stay in a biblical community and stay focused on worship and prayer and man, in those seats, I'm just gonna trust you, God. Guess what? You do that. And I'm telling you right now, the wonderful life always will bring glory to God. I think it's safe to say that the plan that God set out in Luke chapter 1 really has brought glory to his name. That because of a young woman saying, okay, let it be according to me, according to what she said, let it be to me, let's do that thing. that man, even though she had to push through some challenges, even though other people didn't get it at first, the plan of God really did bring glory to his name in the end. And so that today we have millions of people that know the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and gather Sunday after Sunday to worship him and to celebrate him and to acknowledge him and to hear from his presence and hear from his word. Man, it really is a wonderful plan. With Jesus, it really is a wonderful life. So I ask you this question that we asked at the beginning of this series. What would your life be like without Jesus? What's your life like right now? Maybe many of you are here and you are far from Jesus. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to close your eyes all across this auditorium. In this Christmas service that we have here in the Mira Mesa Edwards Theaters. And before I give you an incredible announcement, I want to introduce you to the most incredible person in the world. And his name is Jesus. So with every eye closed and every head bowed, I want you to contemplate, where are you at right now? Are you with Jesus? If you are, and life doesn't look wonderful right now, don't be discouraged. It's momentary. It gets better and it gets better. Or maybe you're here today and you would say, my life is without Jesus and it's not wonderful and I need him. With every eye closed and every head bowed in this room, you're here, and you'd be honest with this pastor. Maybe I'm not your pastor yet. Maybe you just walked in here and said, hey, I heard there's a service close by. Let's just go check it out. You came on a great Sunday. But you're hearing this pastor, and you would say, you are far from Jesus. I need to surrender my life to him. I need to acknowledge him. I need to step into the wonderful plan he has for my life. If that is you, eyes closed, heads bowed, could you shoot your hand in the air right now, wherever you're at? Come on, just shoot it in the air. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hands all over this place. Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. You go put your hand down. You say, Pastor, is that it? Is that all I do? Well, the Bible says this. The Bible says that with the heart we believe, but confession is made unto salvation. So what is that? That's this thing we call prayer. So here's what I want to do. I want us as a church community to pray this prayer together for the 7 or 8 that raised their hand saying, I need Jesus. So could we pray this together, church? Come on, 2 days before Christmas, I can't think of a better gift than people saying, I'm surrendering my life to him. Every eye closed, every head bowed, just say this prayer. Say, Jesus. Come on, everyone in this place, especially if you raised your hand, say, Jesus, thank you for being the reason for the season. Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. And for raising again from the grave, so that today I might have everlasting life. Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Just right now in this moment, every head bowed and every eye closed. Come on, the Holy Spirit is present and he's putting a finger on some things in your life that you can just whisper it to him. Say, Jesus, forgive me for this. You don't have to say it out loud, but right now just acknowledge it before him. It's called repentance. It's kept you from living the wonderful life. It's kept you from connecting. Come on, right now, just confess it. Hallelujah. Say, Jesus. Come on, everybody. Say, Jesus. Thank you that my sins are forgiven. I surrender my life to you. Lead me, guide me into the wonderful life. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, can we give a hand to those that... Come on. Hey, you're here and you raised your hand. And I don't know who some of you are, but you raised your hand. Here's 2 different things you can do. One, you can get out your phone right now and you can text yes to 858-943. Maybe we can put it up on the screen. I know we don't have a slide, but maybe we can throw it up there real quick. Just yes to 858-943-2221. What it'll do is send you back a link with some next steps so that you can stay plugged in to what God wants to do in your life. Simply just text yes to 858-943-2221. If you want to make it more personal, myself, my wife, some of the staff will be up here, small group leaders will be up here at the end of the service, and you can just come on up and we'd love to chance to pray for you. But if you got to scoot out and you just want to, you know, text that, just text that, and we'll make sure we follow up with you and give you all the material you need. Come on, let's give those people a hand one more time. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. For more information, please visit our website at www.canvaschurchsd.com.